Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Thank you for joining us here at the Empowering Ourselves radio show. I am your host, Kelaine Greenwood, your urban life coach. This is the show where we promise to always bring you empowerment from some of today's most gifted and inspiring minds, discussing topics and ways to live inspired and encouraged, purposeful lives. So please sit back and relax and enjoy the show. Hello, 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 everyone, to all the listeners out there. Once again, welcome you to Empowering Ourselves Together Talk Radio. This is a show where it's getting off pretty good, a lot of good things happening, and a lot of downloads and a lot of hits, so thank everyone out there. I'm Kelaine Greenwood, the host, your urban life coach, excuse me. As always, I have to say it always, this show is about learning how to have, or promoting to learn to have, a higher quality of life. And that's just not a saying. And people ask, what does that mean? What does that mean? All in a nutshell, it means this on this show. Everyone has their best life they can have. Your best life is not going to be the same as my best life because my circumstances are different. And also being living the best you, okay? That's what the show's about, learning to live the best you and your best life. And no one's life is going to be the same because we all have different circumstances in this world, all right? And that's what it's about. And we cannot do that without the guests. They help us to become a better person than we are yesterday. So they're here to inspire and encourage us and empower us in a certain way of their gift and their talent that's been bestowed upon them, and their expertise. And they give us in some way, in some of the major life areas, career, finance, relationships, living circumstances, mental health and growth, spirituality, happiness, some in those 8-9 major life areas. And that's what they're here to do. Give us tips and techniques to do that, okay? So please sit back and enjoy the show. The title of this episode for today is called A Soulful Awakening, okay? Listen to that. Our guest today is Stephanie Banks. Please give her a warm welcome, okay? She has a lot to bring to the show today. I was speaking with her before the show, and we had a show of our own back there, listeners. So listeners, grab a pen, piece of paper, kick your feet up, and as always, you know what we do here. I'm going to give you some background bio on Stephanie Banks. She's the author, okay, of A Soulful Awakening. She attended the University of Western Ontario. She's enrolled in the master class of spiritual enlightenment. And she lives in British Columbia, okay? And she says she has now dedicated her life to mastering ancient wisdom. And she also says she has offered guidance and transformation to all those who seek profound insight into our existence, okay? So that's what she offers, and a lot more, okay? And we're going to find out exactly who she is and what she does and how she helps people, okay? So here she is, Stephanie Banks. Are you with us?
I sure am. Thanks so much for having me.
Okay. Wow. We were talking before the show, And I got to know, you know, a little bit about you. But would you let the listeners know who you are and what you do?
Well, that's a big question in a half-hour show, so I'll have to summarize myself to a certain degree. And I guess basically I live in British Columbia, Canada, and up until August of 2012, I lived a life that was in quote-unquote fairly normal, a normal life. I would get up, go to work, do my thing at work, come home, do my thing at home, and get up and do it all over again. And in August of 2012, I had a pretty horrific mountain biking accident in the mountains of BC, and I experienced the other side, the non-physical realm, the place where our guides and teachers reside and are there to share with us and protect us and support us. And in that experience, it became clear to me that I had a mission, that I had a life purpose that I needed to fulfill. And I came back from that near-death experience a completely changed person. I came back with an open connection to our non-physical guides and teachers, in the sense that I began channeling, for lack of a better word, profound, insightful messages from these beings that have always been there, but I really was unaware of their presence. And then all of a sudden, after crashing into a rock wall and being forced to sit still, I recognized this connection, and the information that was coming my way was so transformational to myself and people around me that I began to share it more and more openly, and consequently ended up writing this book called A Soulful Awakening about my journey, my accident, and then what transpired through my recovery process. And the whole point of the book was to give people out there that are ready and willing an opportunity to transform their own lives in the same way that I was able to do for myself and people around me. And so far, the feedback that I've received worldwide is just astounding and amazing, and it's just such a pleasure to be able to share this gift with other people. So that's the long and short of who I am and why I'm here on your show tonight.
Okay. Okay, that's like you said, it's so much in a short amount of time. You couldn't even really, you know, but that was a lot right there. I'm like gathering all my thoughts together and like just really letting it sink in. Okay, that now for the listeners, okay, catch, you know, some of what she was saying. She had an accident, a biking accident, and it was very serious, to the point it was, you know, a life or death situation. And from what I understand, you started to she started to speak with someone from the other side, or speak with someone from an angel or something, an angel, I think. And she clarified from it, was it an angel? Who was Ruby? Who, tell the listeners who Ruby was.
Ruby is and still is, and probably maybe always will be, although that's a question I haven't asked yet, but I'm assuming Ruby will always be around, is one of my guides, but is also a guide to many, many, many other souls, from what I've come to understand. And Ruby led me as we traveled in the non-physical realm and introduced me to various other guides and teachers that I have. And in that experience, I was shown my life, both my physical life here on Earth as well as my eternal life as an energetic being that we all are. And Ruby has become a very prominent being in my life in the sense that I'm now at any time able to sit down and I prefer to do it in writing form, although I do verbally channel as well, sit down and ask for any information that I'm looking for in terms of these life lessons that we're here to learn, and that's really what I tend to focus on. I'm not asking questions like how to get rich quick or anything like this. I'm asking the really important fundamental questions to these guides in terms of how to live a more conscientious life, how to become the best people that we possibly can, how to live through service to others, how to remove judgment from our lives, how to manage our egos that seem to be, for the most part, in the driver's seat. And these are really the questions that lead us to become the best possible people that we can be. And when we're in alignment with ourselves in such a way, all the other things, the abundance and the things that we're looking for in a material sense, will just automatically tend to come because we're in complete alignment with ourselves and with Source, with God, with divinity, with whatever word you choose to use. So Ruby was an instrumental part in my awakening.
Wow. So, and everything you just said here resonates with my spirit, about being our best self and, you know, learning here on earth and, you know, and not searching for material things, because that's what she said, listener. And she said Ruby, her guide, was an instrumental part in her growth, in her awakening. So that's very wonderful, and I congratulate you, Stephanie, on your journey and your growth. So exactly what does a person get from working with you or from you working with an individual? Tell the listeners how you can help them, or how the book helps them, or anything about, you know, what you have to offer. Let the listeners know what you have to offer, whether it's the book or what you do, so they can know how to contact you and your services.
Well, the biggest gift that I have to offer is the book, and the book really encompasses all of the lessons that have become prominent in my life and have been such a tremendous change for the better in terms of how I interact with the world around me. And the premise of the book is to really begin to understand that every situation that happens in our lives, every experience, every circumstance, everything that happens, there's a lesson in that. And once we begin to change our perspective on these situations and these experiences, we can really begin to see what that lesson is. Oftentimes, we're quick to blame other people. This happened to me because of so-and-so. This happened to me because of this situation and that situation and, you know, yada, yada, yada. And then we get stuck in this negative perspective. And when we're stuck looking at our experiences from that angle, it's really difficult to see what the lessons are. So once we can shift our perspective and look at things from a different vantage point, it's amazing how quickly your life begins to change. And that's the biggest thing that I've experienced people are getting out of the book, A Soulful Awakening, is being able to look at your life from a different angle. Then there's the aspect of being able to provide messages, personal readings for people through my website, stephaniebanks.org. And that is where, personally, I receive the most pleasure, being able to be that intermediate person for other people that are looking for the same kind of guidance. And although we are all perfectly able and capable of contacting our guides, all of us may not be at that particular place in our lives where we're able to do that for ourselves yet. So having somebody being able to be basically the transmitter of a message from your guides and teachers is a very wonderful experience. And It's something that I find can be extremely beneficial for people. And oftentimes, now that I've been doing this for a few years, I've found that sometimes all it takes for people is to receive one message from either myself or somebody else. There's lots of people in the world that can channel messages in such a way. All it takes is to receive one message, and then all of a sudden those people are able to do it themselves. It's almost like it catapults them into this new heightened awareness where now they're able to communicate with past loved ones or their guides and teachers. So that's something that I'm able to offer as well. And through those messages, when people order them, oftentimes we'll have a one-on-one session afterwards over the phone or Skype or whatever works best in person if, you know, they live close by. And I'm able to really relay the energetic feeling that's coming through from those messages. And it's an amazing, beautiful process, and one that I encourage people to consider doing. At the very least, read the book and find your own personal transformation.
Okay. That's beautiful. That is really beautiful. And listeners, okay, you can contact Stephanie at stephaniebanks.org. You can get the book, A Soulful Awakening, there, and other things she have to offer. You can get her information on how to contact and maybe set up a meeting with her. It was right on the tip of my tongue, but anyway, it'll come back to me. I'm sensing, I'm taking it. This has been a great blessing for you. This, even though how tragic it is, it was life changing. So, if you can just name one thing that was about this life change since this incident, what would you really be thankful for? What have you, like, if you was just to name one thing, cherish me that. Because I always like to see what people are thankful for in their incidents. Because as we were speaking earlier in the show, sometimes what we think is tragedy is a big life lesson and turns out to be a blessing. And I want
In this case for me, it was awakening. It was like I was sleeping. It was like I was half asleep prior to my accident. And then, I slam into this rock wall and I go through this lengthy recovery process, and in that process I became awake. I woke up to the bigger picture and now know deep down without a shadow of a doubt that we're supported in any given moment, and in everything we do we're supported. And once people become in tune with this idea and know for themselves that this support exists, you never feel alone. And there's a lot of people out there that feel alone, and you don't have to connect with somebody in physical form to know that you're supported. And all you really need to do is ask. And that's been the biggest lesson for me, is to reach out and ask and to sit down with a pen and paper. And anybody can do this. I would be surprised, amazed, if all of your listeners out there, if everybody there that's listening wouldn't receive a message. Honestly, if you found a quiet place, a peaceful spot, grab a cup of tea, put on some nice music, pick up a crystal or a stone if it makes you feel better, sit down with a notepad and a pen, put it to the paper and ask, is there anyone out there that has a message for me? And let your hand do the writing. You know, one of our biggest teachers that ever existed, in my opinion, Wayne Dyer, mm-hmm. God bless
rest
him.
Rest in peace.
Passed away.
Yeah, rest in peace.
Almost every book that he wrote in such a way. Let your higher self inspire you to put words to the paper, to put lyrics to your songs, to put words to your poems, to put the paint to the canvas. Let yourself be in spirit, and when you're in spirit, you are in alignment with yourself, with Source, with everybody else. You now know and feel deep down that we're all connected, we're all one, we're all here to support and be supported, to serve others, to give, to live our fullest possible life, to do the things that we're passionate about. These are all things that you can do on a daily basis. So the biggest thing that came out of this accident for me was waking up to all of these ideas, knowing that there is so much more to life than getting up and going to work.
Wow.
It's about bringing people together. It's about sharing. It's about acknowledging that we are here to grow and work together to get to a place of heightened awareness. And we are in that direction. We are going in the right direction. There's no doubt that we are. But we need to carry that momentum. And for those of us that are waking up, that even feel the little sprouts, you know, growing in terms of our spiritual self. If you're listening to this show right now, you know that what I'm saying is the truth, that we are these spiritual energetic beings living this illusion of life. And although it's very real in the sense that it feels real, it is only a very minuscule part of who we are. And we have a responsibility as a collective to gather together and to focus our intent and our attitude and our actions on positive things, to move forward together in such a way that we grow and expand, we share and we love, and we really concentrate on every action of the day, making sure that that's coming from a place of love as opposed to a place of fear. And we all know what we do when we come from a place of fear. We become reactive. We need to control. We feel like we need to lie or manipulate to get our way. We judge. We do all these negative emotions and play those out. That's coming from a place of fear. When we come from a place of love, it's the opposite. So these are, you know, a lot of ideas in a you know, few sentences, but in every day, you have a choice all the time where you're going to come from. Are you going to come from love or are you going to come from fear? And when you start living from a place of love, you're in spirit. You're inspired. You know that we're all one. You know that life is a reflection. And why would you do anything wrong or hurtful to somebody else knowing that that person is simply a reflection of yourself? Why would you do that? It doesn't make sense. When you live in this feeling of separation where everybody is separate from one another and it's all about the ego, and the more I have defines who I am, the bigger my house, the more important I am, the bigger, the higher I am up the ladder at this particular corporation that I work for, the better I am, you're living in a separate life. When you live a separate life, it's okay to trample on people because you're separate from them. But when you acknowledge that you're not separate, that we're all connected, we come from the same source, we live through the same source, we return to the same source, you don't have that same feeling of it's okay to trample all over everybody just to get what you need or what you want. Do you see?
That was a lot there, listeners. Hey, for those who do not get it right now, just keep pressing rewind, and sooner or later you will get it. But that was a lot said, and it was so much said that in a nutshell, all I can say is we in this thing together. We're one big family. We're all interconnected. We come from, as you call it, the creator, the source, the Christ spirit, the power. We all come from that. So we're all one big family, and we're here to, like Stephanie said, we're put on earth to grow and to work together. And what you say, work together on what? Ourselves. Encourage each other to be the best we can and learn ourselves and learn who we truly are, you know. And that's the best in a nutshell. And that's what this show's about. Remember, this show is about being our best self. That's just on the outward appearance, being living our best self. But inward, you know, we're all connected. We all come from that greatness. If you come from a king, if you're a prince, And that means you come from a lineage of a king. And when we come from the creative power or the creator, we are someone. You know, so get to know yourself. Know your king, your kinghood. Know your godhood. Know your queenhood. Know your power. Invest in you. And it's a lot of work. And, you know, this is, I wish we had more time because, I mean, Stephanie here had a traumatic accident, and it almost cost her life. But within that, she was able to, within that, when she was hurt, just this experience, you know, taught her, a guide came to her and opened her eyes up, and her life has never been the same. And we can all do that, whether a guide or whether do our work within ourselves. You know, your spirit can talk to you, your guides. I mean, people out here are really trying. You can listen to the show here. We're going to give it to you. With a few minutes left.
Well, if I could just say one thing. I think, you know, sometimes it can be overwhelming to people to think of all the things. I mean, it was for me to think of all the things that I needed to change. As I started receiving all these messages from these guides and teachers, it became really clear how many bad habits I had adopted. I was astounded at how often I judged, and I didn't consider myself a judgmental person. I was astounded at how many repetitive thoughts I had going through my head, you know, 99% of them being worrisome or negative. And I started having once you become aware of yourself, it can be overwhelming because you feel like you have so much that needs to change in order to become a better person. And then I received a message, and there was one line in it that sort of spelt it all out quite clearly for me. So I'd like to share it, and that was, baby steps pave the way to enlightenment. Baby steps pave the way to enlightenment. One step at a time. Start with one thing today. Start with one thing today, practice that tomorrow. Practice it the next day. Practice it the next day. And then pick up something else and start practicing that. Start practicing that. Start practicing that. We're habitual creatures. So letting go of old habits, adopting new ones, reminding yourself not to be so self-critical when you take a step backwards and you find yourself judging somebody walking down the street. That's okay. It's okay. Acknowledge it, and next time, try to not do that. But if you do, don't you know, beat yourself up over it. Just all of these things you can put into practice in a daily way without having to interrupt anything in your schedule. These are things that
we're out of time.
Aww.
So go ahead and finish your sentence real quick, Stephanie. With the less than a
minute
left.
Well, I'll change it, and I'll just encourage everybody to live an amazing life. Don't take it so seriously. Enjoy it. Be happy, and bless everybody.
And you heard it. She gave it to you. She inspired and encouraged the listeners. She said, live an amazing life. Do not take nothing serious, and I want to back that up. Remember always that the universe loves you, God loves you, however your higher power loves you, and he's working with you because he lives inside you. So never see a situation that's trying to harm you. See it as trying to strengthen you. The situation is trying to teach you. It's always trying to give you time to learn and grow so you can go to the next level. So always see it in an optimistic way. And this concludes our show. Thank you, Stephanie. Thanks for being here and joining us. Wow. This is so powerful, this show here. So much in here. You can find out more about Stephanie Banks at stephaniebanks.org and find out how she can help you. Check her book out, A Soulful Awakening. All her media will be uplinked with the episode of the show. Please like the show, follow us, retweet us, tell your friends about us, social media. Download us from iTunes and Stitcher. Every episode, we're up there, and we're gaining momentum. We're going to keep rocking here and empowering ourselves. Together Talk Radio. Love y'all. Urban Life Coach, we're out. Stephanie, I will be contacting you shortly. Love y'all. We're gone.